And with us is Gary Gamble. He's Cook County Commissioner. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Jay.
Well, kind of a big day yesterday, long day.
Yeah, we combined our board meeting with an afternoon workshop, and then we had an evening event that some of the commissioners showed mm-hmm. up to. So,
well, let's talk about the sewing up the bond issue for the golf course.
Yeah, I'm sure the public's aware that, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about what the Superior National Golf Course had hoped for, and brought in consultants, and they looked at expanding and making some improvements with the intent of making it an attractive resort destination golf course. And so we've had many a discussion as to how we might go about doing that. And, you know, as a commissioner in my discussions with Scott Harrison and others, it's been about trying to allow opportunity for what they envision and still protect the taxpayers from any risk in that endeavor. And so I guess the wordsmithing of the document to be sure that we provide for that has been a huge issue. And I've always maintained that at the point that you're building the foundation on which your relationship will exist, that's the time to respectfully make sure that you get it right. And I've very much appreciated the partnership that has existed in this process with both those that are advising us from a legal standpoint and the entities involved, that being the county and the EDA and, of course, the golf course. So yesterday we had good news. Bruce Kimmel, who's the senior financial advisor for Ehlers, who's the public finance company that facilitates the sale of the bonds, he came before the board to report on how that sale worked out. And the golf course was looking for $2,410,000 in general obligation tax abatement bonds. And if you look at general bonds or you look at tax abatement bonds, there is an immediate cost saving and a lot of things that are attractive from the entity seeking the money because tax abatement, it's going to be a lower interest rate, and you don't have to jump through so many hoops to get there. And I think what became evident as we had this discussion is that there was a willingness on the part of the golf course with regard to what the community was offering through the avenue of tax abatement bonds to protect the community by putting in place some things in our loan agreement that minimized the risk. So in offering the bonds for the $2 million, we anticipated with the pre-sale that we'd be at about 3.5%. And Mr. Kimmel came in yesterday to let us know the good news that we came in at 3.1%, which translates to about $40,000 savings in the mm-hmm. interest over the course of the loan. And that put the annual retirement on the debt service at $163,000, and initially we were looking at about $170,000. So what that translates to practically is that we have less obligation annually in making that payment because of the benefit of the lower interest rate. And Northland Securities of Minneapolis was the individual that came in with the low bid on that as far as interest rate. And Mr. Kimmel emphasized that the favorable results of the bid offering were due to the county's excellent credit rating, which we have a double A credit mm-hmm. rating, and that's established through criteria that weighs your fiscal policies, and ours are considered to be stable. A healthy reserve balance, which we maintain at 75%. In our 2015 budget negotiations, we're mindful of that because in some years we draw from that reserve to try to reduce the levy for the taxpayer, but it is important, and this is an example that shows if you keep that reserve at a 75% and your credit rating is high, that puts you in a better negotiating position when it comes to these bond offerings. And the other thing that they look at was adequate local economy with projected per capita. The effective buying income that we have here is 120% of the national average, which maybe it doesn't feel like that, but that's whatever their criteria was.
Go live someplace else.
Yeah. That's how it came out. So I know people have, you know, set positions. I myself am not a golfer, and I've said that many times. It's not that I don't love the environment. And as a young man, I was able to get out of high school on prom night, actually, to go and caddy at a competition at Minnesota Country Club. And I lost the keys to my 1957 baby blue Chevy. And so I couldn't drive to the prom that night, and I swore I'll never go back out on a golf course. But this, from a commissioner's standpoint, isn't seen as is whether I like golf or don't like golf, or whether I think it's an economic investment that's good for the community. It boils down to being a loan officer on behalf of the citizens. And I feel that what we put in place is the projected revenues that would come from increased, you know, monies because they've upgraded the quality of the course. In theory, that's what will repay the debt service. If that doesn't happen, then there's a pledge on behalf of Tofty, Lutzen, and Schroeder to use the tax, the lodging tax monies to retire that. So as many things as can be there as stopgaps before it would ever come to the citizens, that was my focus. And in the past, when we've used lodging tax to retire debt there, there was a problem in that it was easy to take the lodging tax, and therefore those monies that were supposed to be used for marketing, or monies that were from revenues from the golf course that were used to keep the quality of the experience up, it started to deteriorate. So we have built into this document the opportunity for us to be able to partnership in looking at where we're at financially and building in some commitments to monies for both marketing and upkeep so that that doesn't happen again. Yeah. So if there's one thing that you learn from a negative experience is don't repeat it. And I think we've drafted that in the language of the document.
Sounds like we've come to a amicable solution in our favor as far as the golf course is concerned. So that's good news. I know that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I think this has been a very, very healthy process, and hopefully as we see the results of this healthy process, this relationship will be a good one.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gary.